Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Orioles win yesterday 6-4. 96 straight series. That's crazy. Regular season, of course. Since they've been swept. It all started when Adley Rutschman came up from the minor leagues. Brewers bashing away, man. They were Pat Murphy wall bangers. Doesn't go along with Harvey's wall bangers, but you get the point. Until they went 3-for-17 yesterday with runners in scoring positions. So get out of Dodge. Milwaukee, now the Twins coming to town. Three-game series. 6:35 first pitch. Cole Irvin looking for his first win of the season against Varland. For the Twins, we'll talk about that. Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30. Me and Jim Hunter, live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. But here to talk about the series that was, the week that will be, 2 weeks in, basically into the regular season of 24 from the Baltimore Banner. He is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline, Andy Koska. Andy, good morning. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing all right. And Andy, before we talk about the win, let's talk about the ball flying out of Camden Yards. And unfortunately for Orioles fans, most of that happened when the Brewers were at the plate. They had this run, no pun intended, where they, what, 4-something batting average with runners in scoring position. So they kind of cooled off a little bit yesterday. But how impressive was that Milwaukee offense? And as you do your scouting reports as managers and pitching coaches, were they surprised, I guess, that the Brewers were slow-pitch softballing them the way that they did over the week?
Yeah, I mean, incredibly impressive Brewers team. The interesting thing with them is, you know, they have, you know, a couple guys that can really slug the ball. I mean, think of Gary, you know, I think Gary Sanchez hit one that was like 440 feet, you know, over the left field monstrosity of a wall. But, you know, then you also have, they really played small ball well, you know, against Corbin Burns. You know, they knew they weren't going to hit Corbin Burns that well. You know, William Contreras hits a, you know, leadoff homer. And then after that, you know, they kind of have to nickel and dime for their runs. You know, they continued to steal bases. They ran consistently. They got into a rundown with a guy on third. So that, you know, the guy on third could score because the rundown was between first and second. I mean, those are like little things that a small ball team does really well. So I think what impressed me most was that, you know, as somebody who has watched the Brewers a lot over his life, you know, so used to a Brewers team that, is home run dependent. And then in the biggest moments, the home run ball dries up and, you know, there's no other way to score. This was a team that they could hit the long ball, but they also know how to score. They can run and they can manufacture a run. So that was really impressive. And yeah, watch out National League Central.
I stand corrected. They were 2-for-17. Milwaukee was with runners in scoring position. But for the Orioles to salvage that one, avoid the sweep. I mean, we know about the sweep in the playoffs, but that's ancient history, man. For them to just kind of maintain this streak, is that something that resonates within that clubhouse where they're aware of the fact, Andy, that they haven't been swept in almost 2 calendar years?
Absolutely. I mean, Jackson Holliday last night said, you know, that he was thinking about, like, wow, we haven't been swept in so long. And this is a kid that, I mean, geez, the streak started before he was even drafted. You know, imagine that. You know, it's just, it's really funny just how, you know, yeah, players realize that it's been 96 straight series. And, of course, you know, they got swept in the postseason where it really matters. But regular season, it definitely is a feat. And it says a lot about how things changed when Adley Rutschman arrived.
Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles win yesterday 6-4. Minnesota coming to town. I mean, the Holliday hit, yes, it resonated because the number one prospect finally broke through after a cold start to the plate. But last year, Colton Cowser looked like he had never seen a baseball before. Oftentimes when he got that stick in the batter's box, now it looks like he's ready for all comers at the plate. His performance over the last 5, 6, 7 days, we're thinking Chris Davis, 2013 mashing, but what's he like now kind of walking through that clubhouse? No arrogance, I'm sure, but got to be feeling better than he did about a year ago at this time.
Yeah, I mean, just think about, you know, he was thrown into a postseason push last season, and there's a lot of pressure that comes with that, and there's, you know, you're against pitchers that are so much better than you faced in AAA, and there's going to be an adjustment period. It's just, you know, the way this goes. And yeah, when he got back to AAA, when he got demoted last year, he had an understanding of what didn't work in the majors and really started back then of, you know, here's what I'm going to adjust. Here's how I'm going to change my approach in certain situations. And then all offseason was the same thing, came in great spring. And now, yeah, he's mashing the baseball. I mean, it's just there's a different confidence there. I think it really started, though, when he went back to AAA. He had that understanding of what didn't work, and then he started putting into place adjustments. I mean, that was kind of out of the spotlight that he was able to do a little bit of that work, and it is translated to now he deserves that spotlight on an everyday basis. And he, you know, has basically supplanted Austin Hayes as that, you know, third outfielder, in the starting lineup, which is really interesting. And deserved because of how well he's hitting the baseball. So yeah, I mean, Colton Cowser deserves, the plaudits he's getting right now. And, you know, for his sake, you know, long may it continue, but, he does look like a different guy, mentally and how the ball is jumping off his bat.
Well, he hits .441. He's going to win the MVP. Just make that prediction right now here, Andy Koska. How does Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner feel about the Orioles rotation a couple of times through it right now?
Well, you know, you feel incredibly confident about Corbin Burnes and Grayson Rodriguez. And then after that, it's a little less confidence. You look at it and you think, you know, maybe this is a team that could really use John Means and Kyle Bradish back. And they could see both of them back by May. You know, you don't know exactly how, you know, particularly with Kyle Bradish, you don't know how things will develop. You know, we talked to him yesterday as a beat, and he said, you know, the velocity is normal. He hasn't had any setbacks from the UCL injury. He had the PRP injection this winter that is kind of helping him push through it. We'll see, you know, how realistic that is when he pitches middle of this week against a double-A lineup, you know, when he's pitching for Bowie. You know, we'll see what the velocity looks like and whether it's kind of realistic to chalk him in as a midseason addition. The Orioles seem very convinced, and he seems very convinced that he will be back. So that could be a big boost. But yeah, I mean, back to, you know, just the rotation as it stands right now, Cole Irvin, Tyler Wells, and Dean Kramer have had some, they've had some highs. I mean, think of Dean Kramer in Pittsburgh. That was his best, I mean, seven innings, one run. You know, maybe it was two runs, but you know, it was probably his best outing as an Oriole. And then he, you know, comes out Saturday and really struggles against a, you know, gives up the long ball a lot to a good Milwaukee team. That's kind of been the way this has gone. You know, this is a back end of a rotation that you don't necessarily know what you're going to get when they step on the mound, and it really kind of comes up to, can this offense mash a little bit and cover for five innings? You know, if Irvin gives them five innings, you know, hey, you say thank you very much and hope that the offense is going to cover for any runs that scored. But, you know, things tend to work out, be it, you know, a midseason trade, be it a guy turning around a season, you know, be it Kyle Bradish and John Means coming back. You know, I'm not too concerned overall.
Andy, is there any concern with all the base deals? You know, I mean, because Ben was talking yesterday about that they know Burns' leg kick is high. So, I mean, as soon as they were getting on, they were taking off, but they were stealing all weekend.
Yeah, that was incredibly interesting. And I actually was looking at the advanced analytics on StatCast, and Adley Rushman's pop time, and we're talking like fractions of seconds here. So I don't mean to, you know, make this sound too crazy, but his pop time yesterday, he caught Joey Ortiz on a steal, was 2.05 seconds, which is 14th percentile in Major League so far this season. Very, very low. His best pop time this year was 1.89 seconds, which actually resulted in a stolen base. So it's not always the catcher, but there is an interesting facet here of, you know, Adley is a high-level caller of a game. He frames pitches incredibly well. He is not as talented at throwing runners out. Half of that, of course, is you need the pitcher to hold a guy on, whether that's pickoff moves, whether that is altering his delivery to the plate, his timing, things of that nature hold a runner better than it did all weekend. But just was interesting to see that, you know, Gabriel Moreno in Arizona has the best pop time in the majors. He's at 1.78 seconds from the time he gets the ball to the time the ball is out of his hand. So that's really, you know, it's minute details in this game that do count. And so it is interesting that, you know, Adley is above that 2 second mark, which is not the greatest, you know, when it comes to a stolen, you know, stolen base attempt, that's difficult to have the ball from Adley's hand to down to second base. So we'll see. I mean, it's a multitude of factors. You know, it's some of it is the catcher. Some of it is the pitcher. I think honestly, a lot of it is the pitcher. Geez, you know, William Contreras stole a base yesterday. He's not a burner. He, you know, he's a catcher and DH, and he had a 14-foot primary lead, and that's a gigantic primary lead. So that kind of comes down to Corbin Burns holding a runner on better. So am I concerned? Not really, because again, you know, we saw, if you think back to that first series in Boston last year when the O's stole like 15 bases and everyone thought they were going to steal bases every single time they got on base, things tend to even out over 162 games. But it definitely was eye-opening that Milwaukee knew they could run, and they really ran.
He's Andy Koska, covers the Orioles in Major League Baseball for the Baltimore Banner. Andy, always appreciate the time. It's going to be 80-some degrees, apparently, down at Camden Yards tonight. So enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Andy Koska, everybody. The Orioles salvaged the series against Milwaukee. Trying to start with a W tonight against the Twins. We'll get into that. We got the whip around coming up next. Todd Karpovich, Shift Gears, talks about NFL with him from BaltimoreSports.com. And then Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw, is going to be joining us. Talk about that funhouse trip. That's always something. You either come back from it feeling better about yourself, or you're never the same.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vinny and Hades with brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, 8105.7 The Fan. Time for the whip around on this Monday. Bob Hattie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, the NBA regular season came to an end yesterday and up in Boston for the Wizards. It ended the same way it has 67 other times.
Richard finds the hot hand.
There we go.
Three.
There
he goes. Step back three.
Bang.
Bang. Got it.
It's NBC Sports Boston. I should say 66 other times because that was the 67th loss for the Wiz. 132-122 was the final score. Peyton Pritchard, remember him out of Oregon? Scrappy point guard, getting some PT. And, I mean, he can contribute. About 38 points, 9 boards, 12 assists against Washington. Debacle of a season comes to, I'm sure, for them. They already fired their coach, Wes Unseld Jr. It's a team. And look, I grew up a Bullets fan because when I was a kid, they were in Baltimore. They followed them through their Landover days, even into the first year at the MCI Center. When they changed the name from Bullets to Wizards, it changed things for me. I got to be honest with you. They're still my, air quotes, team. But when they were Bullets, I mean, my first job at sports was with the Bullets down at the Civic Center because they had a ticket office. That was 1990.
Who made them change the name, Bob? The city?
A Poland did, the owner of the team, because he thought it was a negative connotation. I mean, D.C. with the guns, the fires, gunfire and all. I mean, look, to me, they thought it was like straight shooter, faster than a speeding bullet. That was kind of the beginning of the name. But that's neither here nor there. They have not won 50 games. 50. Since 1979.
Damn.
It's 49 years ago. Nolan's parents were still in high school. They haven't been to the conference finals since 1979. Jimmy Carter was still the president.
Damn.
gas prices were $3.60 because there was a gas crisis, not like the norm which we face nowadays. Don't want to politicize, but I got gas today. I was like, you can stop now.
Yeah.
Anytime you're ready, you can just stop ticking there. Yeah. Old gas.
But when it goes up, it goes up by 20, 30 cents. Yeah. When it goes down a penny.
Yeah. It's not like Under Armour stock. Which we'll get to next hour. But either way, the Wizards suck, and the rebuild is long and arduous, and we'll see how it goes. Also, Indiana Pacers 157-115 over Atlanta. Bruno Fernando, Maryland for the Hawks, 12 points, 2 boards, and an assist. Jalen Smith, Maryland, Baltimore, 10 points, 5 boards, 2 assists. We'll get to them because they're both in the postseason. Same with Miami, 118-103 over Toronto. Haywood Highsmith, Curley, 5-3-1-1. Emmanuel Quickley did not play. But reading stuff in the weekend, Toronto's going to make him an offer. He's a restricted free agent. Other teams could match it. We'll see how it goes. Did not play yesterday. Denver, 126-111 over Memphis as Jamal Murray at 21. No Santi Aldama. Loyola Greyhound out with a foot injury there. Oklahoma City laid waste to Dallas, 135-86. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, 14 points, 6 boards and an assist there. Oklahoma City, number one seed. Houston over the Clips. 116-105, Cam Whitmore, Baltimore, Spalding, Villanova, 21-6-5. Sacramento beat Portland, 121-82. Alex Len, Terps, 2 boards, 2 rebounds, an assist, and a block. Let's see here. Kevin Huerter out for the year, as we said. Yep. He'll miss the playoffs as he had a torn labrum. He's getting shoulder surgery there. Here's your playoffs play-in games. Number one seed in each conference, OKC in the West. Boston in the East by a long way. But let's see. Philly will play Miami. Play-in games all start tomorrow. Winner of that is the 7th seed. Loser of that will play the winner of Chicago and Atlanta. Loser of that is Dunzo. So I'm looking for Philly to beat Miami and then Miami to beat either one of those teams. So Philly and Miami, I would guess, and I could be wrong, will be 7-8. In the West, New Orleans plays L.A., Lakers, that is.
Yep.
And the Lakers just trounced them yesterday.
Right.
It's in New Orleans. So L.A., loser of that one will play the winner of Sacramento-Golden State. We'll see. I mean, they played a great series last year. Remember the Kings and the Warriors that went 7 games? So the loser of that's done. I'm going to go L.A. over New Orleans. And then New Orleans will lose to Golden State.
Yeah.
How's that?
That probably seems right.
Yeah. So things will proceed as planned. Oh, real quick. NHL Caps tonight taking on Boston. Capitals, they're one of 4 teams, Vinny, fighting for that last wild card spot.
Yeah, with 2 games to go. So that means with 2 games to go, there's a possibility of 4 points. Now, the Islanders, they have 2 games left. They're sitting at 90. Islanders get 1 point. They've clinched. So there's 1 spot, like you said, Bob, for the Caps, the Flyers, the Penguins left. So you got to win. And the Flyers play the Caps the last game of the season, and that's the Flyers' last game. So the Flyers, the most they can get is 89 points. 89 is the most they can get. If the Caps beat Boston tonight, they're sitting at 89, and the Penguins win, they'd be at 88. So the Caps would be in with that scenario. So we just got to – they can't afford – they got to probably get 3 points in their next 2.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is the whip around on this April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day. You got a ball game in progress right now, Cleveland taking on Boston, celebrating Jackie Robinson. Everybody wear number 42. Get your commemorative hat, which will be on sale. Check your local listings. Let's see here. 1954, Nolan. None of us were born on this one. Not even close to being sniffing around there. First game ever for the Orioles. As the Baltimore Orioles, the new Baltimore Orioles at Memorial Stadium, beat the White Sox 3-1. That was 70 years ago today, and they give you one game in Orioles history because Nolan was alive. 2016 at Texas. Mark Trumbo, Jonathan Scope, both hit 2 home runs. Nolan Reimold, remember him? He won yard. Vance Worley picked up the win as the Orioles on their way to the wild card beat the Rangers 11-1. to 5. When we come back, we're going to talk some Ravens with Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, news from the Nets coming up at noon. Lamar Jackson's out at one winning drive because the Ravens offseason workout program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Graham has started.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
1057 The Fan. What's happening on this Monday? Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Orioles taking on the Twinkies tonight. Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30. Me and Jim Hunter. Live from Pickles, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Joe LaCroix will be there. And we always say, if you're coming by to say hello to us, and Friday was a madhouse, by the way, if you're coming by to say hi, don't come empty-handed. If you can read between the lines. NFL Draft, April the 25th. Ravens have the 30th pick in it. Here to try to break down if we're reading between the lines, what could happen for them. During the process, possible trades up or back from BaltimoreSports.com. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show our buddy Todd Karpovich. Todd, good morning. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going all right. And, you know, Deonte Hardy, it's official. He is signed to be the dude, a Baltimore guy out of Curley, I believe it is, Assumption. Yeah. He comes in. Compare him to Devin Duvernay, the guy we think, Todd, that he's expected to replace, because the punt thing has been awesome, but I don't know. Is he the multifaceted guy that does both at this stage of his career?
He might. You know, he sort of got that explosiveness that, you know, Duvernay had. You know, he's a smart player. You know, he knows how to follow his blocks. He's a good special teams player. He's a good pickup for the Ravens. It's funny because, you know, Tuesday, Derek DeCosta said the Ravens were probably done signing any players to the draft, and the next day they signed them. So talk about a liar's luncheon. But yeah, you think this guy, he's gonna come and compete. I think he's happy to be playing for the Ravens. You know, at his hometown team. So yeah, it's a good pickup. It's a good pickup. See what he does. There's Tom Wallace, still a guy back there that can do it. And of course, you got new kickoff rules, which that'll change the dynamic of how you know teams approach special teams. But yeah, it should be fun to see this kid.
Hey, Todd, did he have some fumbling issues? I want to say that's what came to my mind when I heard him.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he had a couple of turnovers that, you know, doesn't endear yourself to the head coach when you fumble the ball. That's especially problematic with John Harbaugh, because he does not like when you give the ball up or when you fumble the ball. So he'll have to clean that up before training camp. Because I'll tell you what, you don't get many second or third opportunities with John Harbaugh if you fumble the ball.
Hey, Todd, what do you think? O-line corner 1-2 or 2-1? I think, you know, either if they go O-line at 1, I think they go corner at 2. If they go corner at 1, I think they go O-line at 2. Agree or disagree with that?
I think that's about right. I think they'll be able to get it. I think they're going to, at 30, they're going to be able to get a good play. They're going to find somebody on the board, I think, especially if there's a big run on quarterbacks in this draft. So, yeah, I think ideally, you know, they would love to get a guy to come in there and start a right tackle, you know, right away. But it depends who's there. You know, and again, they need depth at cornerback. You know, Mon Humphrey has been banged up the last couple of years. You know, he played 10 games last year. So you might need a guy who's going to also come in and start. So, yeah, I think that's the way they're eyeing it. I think they're going O-line first and then corner and then, you know, maybe third round, a wide receiver or a running back. The concept, it's a mediocre draft for edge rushers, so I don't know what we're going to do there.
Yeah, to me, when I watch the edge rushers, none of them have everything. They all have, like, they're all missing something. You know, one guy, you know, like Turner doesn't play the run well. Lutu, I thought Lutu's the most natural rusher.
Yeah, you know, none of these guys have gaudy numbers either. And I asked Acosta about that last week. I said, you know, does the edge rushing game, you know, does it really translate to the NFL from college? Because a lot of these guys who are, you know, who come out renowned pass rushers in college, they don't do much. They don't do much at the pro level. He said it's a matter of how they get coached up. So we'll see. I don't think it's a deep draft for edge rusher. So I think they'll take it outside or inside linebacker, but it definitely won't be for the first three rounds.
Hey, Todd, if you're sitting at 30, Kool-Aid's there, the corner from Alabama, or Jordan Morgan, the tackle from Arizona, what are you going with?
I like Kool-Aid, man. He's a good player. He come in, and he's an Alabama guy, too. He knows how to win. You know, he's got the edge to him. I do think, you know, if they can get a dynamic cornerback who can force turnovers and help that secondary, that's going to be big for the Ravens. I think they can. They might be able to slide by. I don't know. You know, I don't think it's slide by a tackle. There are some guys, Nakari Talele, who can come in and play, but are they going to be the guy? Can they hold for an entire season? You know, so, yeah, they have some big decisions to make. I think they are going to be – they're going to be bringing in players over the summer as far as free agents go to try to keep the jobs. That's going to be something to watch.
Yeah, I think the only thing, Todd, about drafting O-lineman later, I mean, if he goes in the second, what's his issue? You know, what's his issues? Can he come in and start? They need a plug and play, I think, at right time. I like Falele, but I don't trust Falele.
Well, there's four guys. You know, you got Mims. You got the guy from BYU, Kingsley. You got Alabama's Latham. And you got Gooden from Oklahoma. So they got four guys who are kind of sort of linked to them. That one of those guys will be there at 30.
Right.
And the expectation is one of these guys could start. So I think they're going to go tackle. I do. Because I think they can get a decent corner in the second round.
Now, we're, you know, if you're listening, what time, Bob? 12:45, I'm reading about the BYU kid?
12:30.
So yeah, listen to that one because I kind of like him too. I mean, if he's sitting there at 30, here's the only thing that scares me a little bit, Todd, is Kansas City's picking at 32. They need a tackle also, and they have shown in the past that they're willing to jump up. And everybody knows, you know, that the Ravens tackle corner, you know, so if you need that, you know, you're got your fingers crossed, you know, at 32, if you're not going to move up, that, oh, they're not going to take our guy. And San Fran needs a tackle. So I'm guessing that we may see Kansas City move up.
We could. You know, I wouldn't put it past Acosta to move up either. You know, he's not really enamored with this draft. You know, he says there's value there at offensive line. There's value at quarterbacks. But he said they'd be willing to trade a later-round pick for a pick next year or even to move up. So, that's something to keep an eye on. I don't think they'll move up. I think they might move up a few spots. They won't, you won't see a huge trade. But I think, you know, I think they're going to feel Kansas City breathing down their necks and thinking about, you know, jumping them and trying to get a tackle they want or that's on their board.
Todd Karpovich, BaltimoreSports.com. Tell everybody about the website. Todd, what's happening here? Busy time in Baltimore sports, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're focused on the draft at the Ravens and, of course, the Rich Dubroff, Peter Schmuck covered the Orioles. They had a good series this weekend down there. We went to one out of three. But, you know, still exciting time for Camden Yards. Yeah, we're on top of everything. And you can reach me at Todd Karpovich at Twitter.
Todd, appreciate it as always, dude. We'll talk to you next week before the draft.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Todd Karpovich, it's Vinny at 80-1057 The Fed. Come back, take a quick trip through the Funhouse. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Hear more from John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta, Matt with the media, and the Liars Luncheon. Buy or sell, where's the Monday money? I don't know how much dough you spent over the weekend, but lunch for two doesn't cost $40 anymore, if you know what I'm saying. And we'll get into that and more. Then another draft profile. We're going to BYU, Provo, Utah. A guy that could be around at pick 30. Would he be worth it?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Taken.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles tonight taking on the Twins. Birds win yesterday, 6-4. Yennier Cano, or Yennier, changed his name. How about Cano gets the win? Did give up a home run. Gerber gets the save, his third. Corbin Burns battled through five. But the Orioles avoid the sweep. It's that 96 straight series without a sweep. How about we sweep one this year, take it out on Minnesota. Twins come to town 6-8. 5-4, however, on the road. Cole Irvin looking for his first win of this young 2024 season. Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Jim Hunter, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, coming up live from Pickles Pub. Going to be 80 degrees. Come on down. Let's have some fun. 5:30. Is when the show starts. 6:35 is the first pitch. Joe LaCroix, he'll be with us as well. You don't want to miss any of that. Got the NFL draft coming up. First round, 10 days. Scotty Scheffler wins the Masters. Let's bring Nolan in before we get to the fun house. Nolan, you're a big golf guy. Scotty Scheffler, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right?
No, very good. He's the best in the world. Been for quite a while now. Went back-to-back players, 2 Masters in the span of 3 years. And I know everyone... We do this all the time in golf. Is this person the next Tiger Woods?
Oh, boy.
You're just doing yourself a disservice. Stop. Appreciate Scotty for being Scotty. Just like a couple years ago, oh, could Brooks be the guy? Appreciate the run he went on. It's just not going to happen again. There's not going to be another Tiger. Let Tiger be Tiger and appreciate the young guys for what they are.
Norm, how about that back 90?
Insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have liked to have seen more competition down the stretch.
Me too.
I'm a big Homa fan. I would have liked to have seen him not crumble. Morikawa as well, but still impressive.
Well, you mentioned Tiger Woods. It's still fat. He did make the cut for the 20 bazillionth straight time, which is all very touching, but it's just like making the cut now seems to be kind of, well, that's the goal for him.
Yeah.
The thing with Tiger was he had a hell of a first round. Norm, he was what, plus one? And then he came out because he only played 13 holes or 14 holes, whatever it was. And then he came out and was 2 over par in the next 4 or 5 holes. And then he started over again, and he had a good round there.
Right. I mean, this is the one tournament he can still win. I firmly believe he could still win the Masters, no doubt. He's just been getting, I mean, the last couple of years, they get screwed by weather on the first day.
As windy as could be.
So now, you know, he has to finish his first round on Friday, and he's playing more than 18 in one day, and his legs go out from under him. If he could just play 18 a day, maybe he'll get there.
Yeah, he had to tee off. He finished it when it got dark, Bob, Friday night. Then he had tee off at 7:45, and he's there 2 hours prior to in the morning to loosen up, to get his ankle loose and stuff. You know, so he had it kind of rough.
Ah, poor guy. I'm sure he'll improvise and adapt. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. By the way, real quick, Boogie Flan, one-time Maryland basketball recruit out of New York, who committed to Kentucky. Maryland kind of fell out. They were in his top five, not top three. But he decommits, five-star. Requests his release. Mark Pope did get everybody all fired up at Rupp Arena a couple of days ago as he replaces John Calipari now in Arkansas. But Boogie Wonder Flan, I was looking forward to that. Matter of fact, I'm kind of hoping that they sign the Ravens draft Rosengarten so we can go all Chris Berman never promised you a Rosengarden. No,
yeah, I'll give you that one. That's a good one.
What about Boogie Wonder Flan?
Even better.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, let's get to that fun house.
Quick Draws Fun House. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this one here on Jackson Holiday. Texter says, I'm glad he got his first hit in that situation yesterday rather than, say, late in Friday's blowout. Love that he was aggressive when he did finally get on base. First to third was huge in getting them the go-ahead run.
No doubt about it. I think for him, just getting it done.
Yeah.
And he even said, now I can enjoy,
right,
have fun playing baseball again, because you know that started to wear on him just a little bit. He's still batting ninth because the Orioles can get situations where, you know, late in the lineup you could still produce. He's had some opportunities. I think the kid's off and running. Still getting acclimated, too, defensively to second base.
Yeah, because I heard Ben on the one steal. You know when they did the double steal? Ben says he's got to look up to see the runner coming to get up and throw it quicker, you know. But the first to third one, Norm, I think that because he got the hit, he just looked like so relieved, and he was playing free and everything, that he was hauling ass around that. And he was going hell-bent for election no matter what to get to third.
This one here says, Kimbrel quietly delivering even better than I thought he would. Not sure how he holds up over a full 162, but every time he takes the mound, he's in complete control. Even the hits he gave up yesterday, a soft single and a grounder.
Right, and then struck out the side in between. The velo is there, baseball term, and then he gets Frelick with the breaking stuff to end the game. Hey, I'm not worried about Craig Kimbrel until it's time to worry about Craig Kimbrel. And right now on April the 15th, ain't the time. Next.
One last one here. Texter says, Mike Elias already pushing the goalposts when it comes to John Means' return. Late April was the consensus a few weeks ago. Now saying maybe into May, I won't believe it until I see it.
Well, he's made, what, three rehab starts down at Norfolk, and he's come out of them unscathed from a health perspective. I see prospects being involved in a trade deadline, maybe blockbuster, to get the Orioles over the top. Remember, Corbin Burns is a free agent after the season, so if the Orioles are going to flip a Norby or a Stowers or whomever for reinforcements to the rotation, I'm thinking they're going to be looking more at controllable guys before they pull the trigger on someone that could be walking, and then you're losing two-fifths of your rotation.
Hey, Bob, speaking of that.
But real quick, at 59, the Orioles haven't won a World Series since I was 18 years old, literally.
Yep.
I don't care who they trade for. If they win the World Series, I'm cool.
Bob,
I'm
like good. Trading their prospects, Ortiz had a hell of a series.
Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah, got thrown out yesterday stealing. I mean,
Rutschman
popped in time to throw him out like Johnny.
But the hit and run single he got was nice.
Hey, Ortiz is a beast.
Yeah.
He's a beast. Dale Hall, once he gets the velo back, whenever that is, he'll be an asset to the Brewers as well. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan when we come back. The other birds, the Ravens, offseason workouts beginning. Lamar's there. Zay Flowers is there. They're ready to rock and roll. There will be media availability on a Wednesday, which means Thursday. We'll have some stuff for you, but we'll come back here from Harbs and DaCosta, buy or sell. Where's the money? We'll find out at 12:15. And then we're going offensive tackle. We're going out to Provo, Utah. BYU, a guy that could be around a 30. Would it be right if the Ravens took him instead of others?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.